And so, wow. 12 minutes. Well, let me point this out. Let's turn over to the book of Acts, chapter 20. You know, just to share with you Paul's heart and follow up on what I were telling you guys about the difficult things and pointing out error is one of them. I am going to go against the flow of Christianity in America. I am. I'm going to stand up and teach the truth. I'm just going to do it. Because I want you guys, I care about you guys. I do. I want you guys to have a wonderful eternity. There's none of us here that's going to, when we get called up to be with the Lord, we're going to sit in the heaven in the glory of God, and we're going to say, oh man, if I hadn't been faithful in giving to the ministry, I could have been driving a new car. You know, for a quadrillion zillion years, you're not going to say that. You're not going to say that. It won't happen. I can guarantee you it won't happen. All right? So it's hard. That's one of the hard things, is pointing out error, and that's sort of what I wanted to focus on, and then the second thing. But in Acts 20, verse 29, Paul has been meeting with the elders at Ephesus, knowing he's not going to ever see them again, and he was wanting to leave them with some of his heart. He says, like in verse 27, I've not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. That's why we teach verse by verse through the Bible here, and book by book, and don't take things out of context. The heart of a shepherd should be to give the full counsel of God. I don't know any other way to do that than to teach the Bible verse by verse. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. I call on the leaders of the church in America. You've been called to oversee the things of God and the people of God, to shepherd the church which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And even among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. They'll watch and remember how I've poured my life into you and taught you and warned you with even tears about the truth and the apostles' doctrine and the wholesome words of Jesus. So, warning. It's hard because I want to keep unity in the body of Christ. But at the same time, God reminds me through Paul's letter to Titus that it's those that depart from the word that are causing the division. If everybody stuck to the word of God and taught it rightly, there wouldn't be division in the church. And the other one is finances. I never talk about that stuff here. We never pass an offering plate because it seems so self-serving. You get to, you know, I get up here and talk about, hey, you need a gift. It sounds so self-serving. And so it's very hard to do. But I want you to see, as we finish up Philippians, Paul's approach to that. It says in verse 14, they're back in Philippians 4. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Man, he had a special place for these guys. They just remembered him above. Look at all the places that Paul stopped and founded a church. And these Philippians were the only ones that remembered and sent word to him how they were doing and sent him a gift just to remind him, you know, how much they loved him. And remember, guys, even in Thessalonica, you sent aid twice, more than once to me for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. You know, guys, I'm telling you, we try to set up this fellowship so that only one person, and you have to have one because the IRS makes us keep a record, that nobody knows what you do in your giving. Nobody. Why? Because God knows. God knows. And Paul's saying, look, it's not that I want you to give money so that I'll be comfortable. It's because I know you're going to be blessed by God. It's riches to your account. You see? And most of the teachers and the guys going through, sweeping across America, have that part of the message right. But then they flip it to being earthly minded. Because unfortunately, you can get more money out of Christians when you turn them earthly minded instead of heavenly minded. It's a shame. It works. It's been working for a long, long time. Still works. Because a church doesn't have discernment. Because a church doesn't know the Word of God anymore. So when I go in and visit another church and sit in there and there's all of this, there's 10 people in this sanctuary that God has said is going to give $1,000 before you leave today. Please stand up. I stand up and I walk out. That heart there of that shepherd is not about rewards for these people for eternity. Because Jesus said, do it in your closet. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. If you believe in me and you believe I am provident and all-powerful and all-knowing and I want to bless you and love you, then act that way. Don't buy into this stuff. I've warned you through my word that there's wolves out there. There's enemies of the cross that are earthly-minded. And I love for this message to go to every church in Salisbury in the United States. I challenge them to question me about what I'm saying here. You can't. It's time to repent.